The New York Attorney General's office has sued the nation's largest insurance brokerage firm. It's accused of a bid-rigging scheme. Officials say Marsh and McLennan took payoffs from insurance companies in exchange for steering business their way. Several big insurance companies were also named in this suit, and two insurance executives are expected to testify against Marsh. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
New York-based Marsh & McLennan is an insurance broker, which means it's hired by top companies to shop for the best possible insurance coverage at the lowest possible price. The company boasts, "Our guiding principle is to consider our clients' best interests in all placements." But New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer said yesterday that Marsh has essentially been cheating its clients by accepting what are called contingent commissions from insurance companies. Spitzer said these amount to kickbacks from the insurance companies to steer business their way.
The determination about where business would go, how business would be directed, where it would be steered, was not predicated upon the product that was appropriate for the client to whom Marsh owed a fiduciary duty, but rather who was going to pay the most.
Spitzer said Marsh & McLennan often went out of its way to convince its clients it had shopped around for coverage when it had done no such thing. For instance, it would persuade a big insurance company to bid way too high on a contract so that it would lose the bid and the business could go to a favored insurance firm. Spitzer said several big firms were complicit in the arrangements, including AIG and Hartford Financial Services.
It occurred to us that nobody in this industry has approached government over the past few years to say, fellas, there's bid rigging, there's corruption, we're being asked to enter false bids. Post Enron, post WorldCom, post analysts, where have they been?
The suit against Marsh & McLennan could open the insurance industry to considerable legal liability, says David Cummins, professor of insurance and risk management at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Cummins says it's been an open secret for some time that many insurance companies were paying contingent commissions to brokers, but there's never been this much detail about how the practice works.
If the allegations are true, then they've gone way beyond what the standard contingent commission arrangement usually does. And I was a little bit surprised at the extent of the allegations, which, if true, would be a major conflict of interest.
For their part, several big insurance firms yesterday said they were cooperating with the investigation. AIG noted that it had sought guidance from New York officials in the past about whether the commissions were legal. As for Marsh & McLennan, it said it took Spitzer's allegations very seriously. In a statement, the company said, "We are committed to getting all the facts, determining any incidents of improper behavior, and dealing appropriately with any wrongdoing." Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.